At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Right now, it's time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, in the building. This is from, you ready? You ready, CLO?
Yeah.
Okay, you look ready. This is from Jerome in Madison. Jerome writes, my wife fell asleep on the patio and she was full of mosquito bites. She blamed me for letting her sleep outside for so long. She looked peaceful and she needed her rest. I was only trying to be considerate. How am I responsible for her bites?
You're not. You're not a mosquito. You're not deep woods off. Mm-hmm. You're not a repellent. Mm-hmm. You just left your wife out there in peace. She don't know there's mosquitoes out there. This her first time outside. She been locked up for how many years, though?
Stop.
You don't know. You don't know that if you lay your black behind outside,
wow,
any amount of time, that ain't nobody gonna notice you there. The mosquitoes went, oh, a snack.
Yeah.
No, bro, it's not your fault. But here's a suggestion. Because when I'm at my ranch, I travel with a Ziploc bag with little alcohol swabs in it. You know, little individual alcohol swab. Mm-hmm. As soon as you get a mosquito bite, put it on there, press it, and hold. As soon as you can, just take the alcohol swab and press and hold. It will not itch.
Okay. All right.
Because you are killing the bacteria. Yeah, yeah, she gonna have to use. She's gonna need more than some alcohol pads.
Yeah.
Well, that's just a suggestion for that. I'm really trying, cause I live in the country, Chuck. I'm from the country.
I never heard that.
You never heard?
What? Well, remember, according to somebody, I'm a country bumpkin. So why would I not know that?
Oh, who said that?
Oh, no, let's keep moving.
Okay. All right.
Take it somewhere.
No. Hey, y'all, I'm perfectly cool with all of that.
Oh.
But right after you say country bumpkin, make sure you finish your sentence.
With his rich blankety blank.
Yeah. There's so many things you could say behind that. Don't stop there, partner.
All right, moving on to Quinn in Sarasota. Quinn writes, I've had sex a few times with my son's best friend's dad. Got it? We're both single and have a lot of chemistry.
Wait, hold on. Shirley, hold on. Whoa, okay. Whoa. Who is the person?
Quinn in Sarasota. Quinn wrote it. Okay, here we go.
That's a woman's name?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Quinn.
Oh,
please.
Thank you.
It's Quinn.
My name is not Quinn.
It's
Quinn now.
Because all I heard was Quentin.
I thought it was Quentin.
Quentin had sex with his son's daddy. I'm going, this is a different kind of letter, man. I might not be able to answer this one.
You're rubbing your head.
Come on.
Go ahead, Shirley.
All right.
Go ahead.
Quinn in Sarasota says, I've had sex a few times with my son's best friend's dad. Got it? Mm-hmm. We're both single, and thank you, Carla, and have a lot of chemistry, but I think he only wants sex. He said if we go on a date, it might be confusing for our kids. Is this an excuse?
I love it.
Does he only want sex?
Go on, player.
That's all he wants. That's all he asked for. That's all he suggested, that we not take this any further, because what we don't want to do is confuse these kids.
Right. Babies.
Yeah.
When we drop them off at practice.
We have got to consider these children. Uh-huh. Listen, our sons is best friends. Mm-hmm. You his mama, and I'm his daddy.
Yeah.
Why, if we went out on a date, you know how that'll look.
Oh, wow.
It'll look like now the two best friends, mom and daddy, is dating. And that is going to confuse these children.
But get in here and take off all your clothes.
Yeah, right away.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's her question. That is her question. Yeah.
And you thinking to just now ask that? You ain't want to know that before?
It's been a few times, yeah.
Well, you know, after a few times, it crosses your mind.
Mm, it does.
Right before the first time. It really does, if you tell the truth.
Uh-huh. A date or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you go, let me give them a little something so they can go on and think of me more often, because this look like this could be something. And now you done found out it ain't nothing.
Nothing. So she said they have a lot of chemistry.
These babies.
So a sleepover really is a sleepover, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, y'all going there. Me and Mama finna go up here and put these pajamas on.
Moving on to Lachey in Athens. Lachey writes,
Mama, why the back toe out your pajamas? Go ahead, Shay.
You're stupid. All right. Lachey in Athens writes, my husband, listen to this, guys. My husband grabbed my butt in front of my dad. Dad said, quote, there's a time and place for everything. And my husband told my dad, quote, this is mine, and pointed to my butt. Dad told my husband to leave, so I left too. After 7 years of marriage, why can't he grab my butt whenever he wants to? Was he wrong?
Well, if you grab your butt over your daddy's house,
mm-hmm. your daddy
can have whatever rules he wants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got that as yours. I got this, y'all wife. Y'all can have some kids. But man, but you got to understand now, ain't no man going to like another man, wife, husband, none, grabbing his daughter's butt in front of him. You're going to be uncomfortable with that.
Very uncomfortable.
And for y'all not to understand his position, because you still, in your daddy's eyes, you still his little girl.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, I got you fine and everything. I got you stacked and all that there. But, bro, in my house, could you just be a look? There's a time and place for everything.
But sometimes isn't it a playful gesture? Is it, you know, I mean, that, you grab like a
all
whole
that,
hand?
All of that could be.
Yeah.
All of that could be. See, playful.
He didn't take it like that.
Or aggressively. However.
He didn't want to see it.
Bro, I'm right here.
Daddy didn't want to.
It's still my daughter. I'm still her dad.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.